The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, this is The Ashholes. Each week, they smoke a different cigar, sometimes the same cigar, but mostly different, and they give their honest impression. They always assign an official Ashholes rating to that cigar. So, pull up a chair, light up, relax, be an Ashhole too. It's very rewarding.
Broadcasting live from the Studio 21 Cigar Studio above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire, this is the Ashholes Podcast, and today we're talking about cigars and food pairings.
Nice. Two things that I love, cigars and food.
Those are the two things. Well, and your grandson.
Yeah. So
family cigars and food.
There we go. Yeah. Put that together.
That's
and everything.
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah. Okay. This will be interesting. We're all here. Ed Sullivan came in like a diva. He came in the last second, wasn't around. Usually he gets here before me in the morning.
He's the talent.
Now the question's going to be, you typically leave right after. Now do you stick around to the end?
I got to get caught up because I know you probably solved a lot of things today.
We have pie.
Well, I'll be here.
We have pie, which is
so you have dinner for me.
And, you know, I was chain smoking this week. The same cigar over and over and over, and wouldn't you know it, on the Ashholes, here it is a new week, and you've picked the same exact cigar.
Well, you know, everyone keeps talking about it.
I figured smoking that one.
You were smoking the blend.
It's sister or brother brand.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's been talking about this cigar, so it's about time the Ashholes light it up, right?
All right.
So today, we are going to smoke the McAuliffe Blue Toro, cigar made in Nicaragua, 6x52 Toro, San Andreas Sumatra wrapper, Ecuadorian Habano binder, Dominican Nicaragua filler, $8.19 for a single. For
San Andreas Sumatra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to double check that when I read it because it didn't make sense.
But
that's what it was.
Yeah. And did you see what we smoked on the show in the second hour?
I believe it was the Rojo, the red.
Yeah. The red.
Ah.
Which was a Corojo, was a broadleaf binder.
Yeah, San Andreas wrapper.
And these are all different. So Ed, in the ashtray, Ed has the black.
That's what I was smoking right
anyway,
before the show.
And what's crazy about this cigar, this is a 6x52, $8.19 for a single. Definitely or wild. You can buy a box for $179.99 on twoguyscigars.com. That's the number two, guyscigars.com.
Did you sell a few boxes at the event?
We sold a ton of cigars to begin with, and it'll continue to sell because it's an unbelievable cigar for the price. I'm glad we smoked it in the Ashholes because the rule of the Ashholes, in order for something to be the cigar of the year, it would need to be smoked during the show.
That's true.
Well, so we only get 52 of them.
Well, you know, and last year we didn't smoke a lot of stuff, so we had we were down to the wire there at the end of what our contenders were going to be. And we don't have that problem this year because there's been a lot of new cigars, a lot of good ones. And this is going to be one
nice of them. Looking wrapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful cigar. What are you getting, Aaron, for a cold draw? I see you doing it.
Yeah, cedar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's some sweetness to it, almost some barrel aging, bourbon barrel aging type of.
Yeah.
Little citrus.
They don't mention that.
Maybe lemonade because it has the citrus and the sweet.
I can be on board with the citrus. Yeah. Lemon.
Real lemonade? Or are you talking that powdered stuff?
Real stuff.
Real? Yeah. These are the real stuff.
None of that pink lemonade.
Oh, that's good.
All right, let's do it.
All right, it's time to light our cigars, brought to you by Perdomo, the hottest brand in the land, a company founded on quality, tradition, and excellence.
One draw, that's the law. One draw, that's the law. One draw, that's the law.
One draw, that's the law. It's brought to you by Abuelo Cigars. You're going to live under my roof. You're going to play by my rules. Abuelo Cigars. Boy, do I know this cigar well. I mean, I smoked the shit out of this all week.
This is the first one I've had.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I smoked it all week long and loving it. Taking nothing away from it. As a matter of fact, yesterday, which was Monday, I came in and I walked in the door and they handed me one. Whatever, maybe there was something left or something that was there. Mm. So I even smoked it yesterday. So I've been smoking the cigar since probably Wednesday.
Yep.
Exclusively all the way through.
Wow.
I got cigars to do for the blind cigar.
Does that mean I have some?
That means you have them too.
It was only
Not many.
Like five of them, not many. Five or six of them.
Wow.
Oh, you're right there. Right there.
Oh.
How many? Five or six?
Well, let's...
I'll let him count.
Let's count right now. Yeah. It's five, but two torpedoes.
Yeah.
Huh.
This is very balanced, the cigar.
Yeah.
Medium plus? Medium full?
I find it straight medium.
But yeah.
We had a little issue. We went to the strength of medium.
Jonathan
screwed it up.
I think he said three or something.
Yeah. Right? So we were agreeing on a straight five, I believe, is where me and you were.
I mean, what's he saying with a three?
This strength meter has been nothing but trouble.
No, he's just trying to screw with it.
Yeah.
Then later on, he went to a four, and then it was just a strong four or whatever.
Soft seven.
Yeah,
this is... This is turning into a lot of chaos.
Yeah, I think the black is nailed as a six on there.
I believe so.
So this is not as strong as the black.
Yeah.
As it turns out, I think the red is going to have to be in the five category. It's not as strong as
the black. No. It's in between the two.
I know, but there is no in between.
Correct. There is no in between.
I understand.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Which there shouldn't be.
Thank God.
Do you agree that it doesn't need to be 100 rating?
Yes. Well, I also heard that, you know, I texted Ed yesterday. You know, out of all the emails the Cigar Authority gets, Jonathan had to pick the one where the guy is, you know, his life is ruined because the two guys' strength meter is different than the Cigar Authority strength meter.
The one that gave you work.
Would have been great if you figured that out, I don't know, 2,000 products before.
All of a sudden, Dan's got hundreds of hours worth of work.
I said, man, if this was a union job, I would be swimming.
Well, there's only maybe 20 or 25 things we've agreed upon so far as a strength meter. And we're just going to add one each time we end up agreeing.
So Dan doesn't have to go
he's got to change 25 of them.
Well, that's the Cigar Authority strength meter. We're on Two Guys Cigars.
I understand.
This one is going. This is the strength meter, though.
You don't understand. This is trying worldwide.
To do, we're in danger.
We're trying to make this a worldwide epidemic, that this is the way it is, and it goes everywhere, and people will stop putting on their boxes, say strength-o-meter 5, you know, and this thing becomes...
I think we need, like, an official, like, meteorologist.
Yeah.
It's just like Big Brother,
Royal
you know.
Order.
We just need people to go in and edit all everything to make it agree.
Like, someone's job is just to do it.
His Majesty's strength-o-meter?
Yeah, something.
Yeah, he's got a lot of orders, too.
Yeah. He just makes stuff up.
Yeah.
Hey.
And it works.
Yeah.
All right, so now let's make up some pairing with food and cigars, what goes perfectly with different cigars and different foods and why. And first off, what are the right foods? You wouldn't say veal scallopini and what goes with veal scallopini. I think it's got to be hand food.
Types of food?
Or just broad strokes like with wine, you know?
I love a cigar with ice cream.
Yeah.
Really? You say yes, too.
Like more plain ice cream. Nothing like crazy fancy with all these toppings. But
not Rocky Road or something.
I'm lactose intolerant, so I'm out on this one.
We did it on the show, but I don't think it's something I've really ever really done myself.
You need to explore it some
something
more.
More often?
Yeah.
I disagree only for the fact of, while I say I'm lactose intolerant, I will eat the Ben & Jerry's non-dairy. I hate smoking and eating that. It takes away all the ice cream.
No.
For me.
No. So, you know, Jonathan always complains to me about this milk thing that I have, that I drink milk.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to Benson's Wild Animal Farm this weekend.
And did you get a milk?
They had a milk bar. All they sold was milk. And I took a picture and sent it to them. And they had strawberry milk and chocolate milk and regular milk and skim milk.
Here's the thing.
And all different kinds of milk, raspberry milk and different kinds of different milk. And that was it. And we all got milk.
Benson's is a children's destination.
That's true.
Really.
Yeah.
That's why
it was every
so
kind of person
there.
There was old people.
Well, somebody has to bring the children.
Within reason.
Yeah,
well,
that's different
they could
animals.
They could be feral.
Feral.
They could be feral, you know. They don't have all their shots.
I think it's coming to be a thing. This milk bar.
I was with you with, you want to have milk after dinner? Great. I think that's a reasonable choice. Milk, like takeover, I'm out.
So how about a cigar bar, and there's no alcohol,
just
there's only milk.
Well, you know what you call it? You call it milk.
Gosh,
you call it milk money.
Terrible.
Milk money.
You know what you need? A milk-o-meter.
How much milk is in this milk?
Yeah, milk it's already got that on the percentages.
Fat content. Right?
Yeah, that's
how much pulp is in there.
You like ice cream, and then you poo poo milk, which is
I mean, just add a buttload of sugar into the milk, and then you got it.
Yeah, you pour chocolate syrup, and you got anyway.
Ovaltine.
I think it's an underrated beverage.
I think it shouldn't be hated. It's a reasonable choice.
Listen, malted milk. Great stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. On board with that. Just not street.
But
milk,
that's a drink. That's not a food.
No. Okay. All right. So food, I go with, I love salty foods in a cigar. So
I'm down
snacks,
with that.
Right?
Yep.
So I think it goes very, very well with salty snacks. And the go-to that everybody does is chocolate.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, I'll poo-poo the dark chocolate when it comes to a cigar. You want milk chocolate, again with the milk. Milk chocolate in a cigar. Oh, my God.
I got a good one for you then.
Yeah.
Especially if you like salt. The Ghirardelli squares. The salted.
Sea salt.
Sea salted. The blue one. The salted caramel.
Where's the bell?
Yeah. That one's money.
Winner. Winner chicken dinner right
great
there.
Great pairing.
Caramel. Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah.
Yep. That one's good. And then, I think you can go pretty well with any kind of. I agree. Dark chocolate is a little bit overrated in terms of the. It's too much. But you know what's good? Is I think any beef.
A ribeye is what I'm
like.
Thinking.
Yeah. Steak, a good burger.
But steak, a burger, there's another handheld one that'll work. A hot dog will work. But we did the hot dog in the show.
I know. But in the olden days when you could sit in a steakhouse.
Yeah.
Chow down on your ribeye.
Yeah, and have a cigar next to it.
Or go to.
Felt like $1 million.
Go to Saga and have the tomahawk steak and the Dominican. You know, that big.
Yes.
Ian that one's a great.
Cigar. You got to do that at Brian Charles's place, right?
Yes.
Did you have the steak? And
I had the steak and a cigar while it was going.
I haven't done that for years.
Fabulous.
Wow.
And they do it all the time, and it's right in Michigan. It's not like a million miles away.
It's not 29,000 miles.
No.
There's one in on the border of the Hudson River in New York, like Hudson River Valley. Saltzman's.
Imagine in New York where you can't do anything.
It's grandfather. And actually, there's a restaurant in downtown Saratoga. If you ever go into the horse track, you can smoke in the restaurant. At least, I don't know if they changed it in 10 years. It wasn't even a door. It was open.
Yeah. Like America, like freedom, and you can do it, and you can choose to go there or not go there, knowing that they're smoking allowed inside. I would choose to go there, and I would go there often and support it, so it stays.
It was great,
around.
And the food was good. The chef was on Chopped.
Well, that Churchill's that I went to with Brian Charles, unbelievable. The food was sensational, and I said that some people come in here that don't even smoke cigars, and they did. But they know it going on because there was a lot of people smoking. Yeah. Good ventilation system and everything was going good there. But there's serious cigar smoking going on. Most people were smoking along with eating, which was fantastic.
It wasn't a steak and a cigar, but it wasn't that long ago I had prime rib and a cigar while I was eating.
Really?
Yeah. You know where that was? New England Cigar Expo.
That's it. For a special event. Yeah. We've been doing it for years.
New England's premier food pairing destination for cigars.
So I wonder if they could food pair with the food trucks that we have. Like, what would go? Because we have lobster rolls.
Seafood is tough with a cigar.
The brine. Doesn't
I'm
line
not
up.
I'm sure it's going to work.
Yeah.
Well, people make it work. I mean, don't say that to Raphael because.
No.
Raphael will eat.
I'm not talking about a pairing. Like I could have a big plate of fried clams and then have a cigar.
Yes.
I just don't want.
You're not going to line it up specifically for that, right?
The greasiness or something like French fries and whatever. I don't know.
See, you're talking about doing hand foods. Is like I said, burgers, but like I don't really want to hold my cigar and hold food. I want to have hold my cigar.
So one thing that happens around here is pizza. Like any place else, right? Yeah. You get a pizza at lunchtime or something, and a slice of pizza, and then you get your cigar going at the same time.
A pizza and a Toscano?
Great.
Like the Toscano. Very Italian. Like next, the event.
Next Friday?
A week from this Friday,
I think. 6 p.m. in the Nashua location. $10.
$10 ticket. A couple of Toscanos, a few slices.
Yep.
A little Michael Cappellini.
What's the long-term weather forecast? Usually when he comes up here,
it snows, so I think we'll be okay this time.
You say that. It'll be May 3rd.
Yeah.
So he's almost out.
It has never snowed in May.
No.
That I know
I don't
of.
Think so.
We've had April.
April.
Yeah. We've had it this year in April.
It's like in the 70s next week. Right
even
now,
the big April storms were the beginning of April.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it's always around my birthday on the 2nd.
Really?
Yep.
Ruins your birthday or no?
Yeah. I mean, it snowed a foot on my way to go to Vermont the weekend of my birthday.
Whoa.
It was like April 4th.
I don't know if you count this as food, but M&M's.
M&M's. It's food. That's food.
It's edible.
M&M's. And you got a little bowl of M&M's next year.
Yeah, because then awesome. You're not whole. You know,
yeah, you can just pick it.
But it's a little piece of chocolate in between. A
little palate. Yeah, you know what's good too is those, not really to pair with cigars, it'd be the palate cleanser in between is those, what are they, it's not creme de menthe, it's the Andes, the chocolate with the mint.
Yeah. Yep. The mint is a problem. Mint is a problem.
I was going to bring that up as a never mint.
Yeah. No, you do the mint and now you're in trouble, that's what you taste.
Yeah.
Potato chips was the cleanser between the food.
You have to let the morning toothpaste dissipate before you can even light the cigar or it's disgusting.
So
orange juice and...
orange juice and cigars also I don't think goes well.
No.
Maybe I need a cinnamon toothpaste, because if you had that, you could probably go right to the cigar. Yeah.
Big red.
Yeah. What about a soft pretzel with a cigar?
Ooh, excellent choice.
With dipping or just
either
plain?
With mustard dipping?
I would dip it in some cheese, queso or cheese sauce. That would be
beer
lovely.
Cheese.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Chef, you going to have beer cheese or no?
Queso. Nice.
Queso,
where it's
pretzels.
At.
The Lost Cowboy, new restaurant opening up here. Those that are going to the New England Cigar Expo.
It'll be up and running by then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It'll be up and running maybe next month.
Yeah. I was there yesterday. Did you know that? And the place is massive.
We got to go. I've heard
ridiculous.
So much good stuff
about
this.
Yeah, it's going to seat 300 people. 380. Almost 400 people.
Dave, the bar extends about to the back wall of the other room. It's 90 feet long.
I'll make the expo smaller next year if we can just take over.
I should just get married to the Lost Cowboy.
Yeah.
Lost Cowboy.
And listen, and then he's showing me this is the game area. They got shuffleboard indoors.
Oh, I thought it was like game animals.
No, big game animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cornhole and shuffleboard right inside.
Inside.
Yeah.
Taking up space.
Oh.
Is there any outdoor area?
Beautiful patio right near the water.
Any chance outdoor patio available? No.
80 on the
side. Yeah, they got fans, right? And serve food. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know.
Even
yeah.
if you rented it out.
Clean Indoor Air Act.
I think you're choosing not to do that.
you're talking to the writer of the litigating bills.
Yes, I think if you rented it out, therefore it's a private event. It's a function room at that point. That room becomes a function room at that time.
Well, I had to.
This is something to look into.
Yeah, I had to litigate some smoking laws when I was looking at a wedding venue the other day. Huh. Like, you're not allowed to smoke under this awning. I said, yeah, I can. You just don't want me to, which is fine. Yeah. I won't. It's illegal. I'm like, no, it's not. There's not a wall. It's not a tent.
Right.
And in Rhode Island, if you have a tent, you can smoke under the tent. Once you put walls in the tent, now you can't.
Uh-huh.
Makes sense.
Awnings don't count.
All right. Why don't we take a break for now? And when we come back, we'll do our top five, the six packs, and letters in the mailbox.
Only Great Leaf makes great cigars. Aganorsa Leaf stands out because of the distinctive mouthwatering flavors of the Corojo 99 and the Criollo 98 seeds, cultivated by Cuban agronomists on the best lands in Jalapa and Esteli, Nicaragua. When you smoke one of the JFR Lunatic, Guardian of the Farm or Casa Fernandez cigars, you will experience the unique taste and aroma that makes Aganorsa Leaf different than any other tobacco in the world. Smoke one today and enjoy the signature flavor of Aganorsa Leaf.
Hello, cigar aficionados. This is Klaus Kellner from Davidoff Cigars. I invite you to taste the elements with Davidoff Escurio, Nicaragua, and Yamasa. From water comes originality. Savor the sweet and spicy originality of the Davroff Escurial tobaccos born by the rains of Bahia, Brazil. From fire comes intensity. Enjoy the bittersweet aromas and fiery intensity of the Davroff Nicaragua. From earth comes complexity. Taste the earthy flavors and complex spices that are unique to the red soil of the Yamasa region in Dominican Republic. Only Davroff Master Blenders could take the power of nature and blend it into a range of exceptional cigars. Each element making each cigar a unique experience. Water, fire, earth. Flavors that have risen from the very world itself. I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. Davroff Cigars. Cigar adventures to a wider world.
Aging Room 4 Nicaragua Maestro. Named Cigar Aficionado's number one cigar of the year with a 96 rating, is a complex Nicaraguan puro carefully blended by Rafael Nodal and made by AJ Fernandez. As Cigar Aficionado described it, every puff is an overture of flavors that's at times heavy and rich with notes of dark chocolate and wood, and other times subtle and understated with hints of fine caramel and toasted almonds. Treat yourself to an Aging Room 4 Nicaragua today.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancers of the mouth and throat even if you do not inhale.
And we're back live in the Studio 21 Cigar Studio above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. We're smoking the McAuliffe Blue Toro. And if you want to send us an email, it's theassholespodcast@gmail.com.
Michael on the chat box says vanilla ice cream with a cigar goes well.
Yes.
I am a vanilla ice cream person. That's my go-to.
So I think it goes particularly well with a nice Connecticut. So that could be your pairing.
Yeah. My favorite is the El Edino Reserva with vanilla ice cream.
So that's why maybe I don't like it.
Hot ice cream or soft serve? Or it doesn't matter?
Hard. I mean, like, soft serves are babies. Come on.
Yeah.
What about Dole Whip?
No.
Oh, gosh.
Dole Whip's so good.
What's
everything.
That?
Dole Whip. It's like soft serve, but it's no dairy. It's from Dole Whip. They have pineapple Dole Whip.
Babies.
Because you're a non... You can't have it.
And they have it at Magic Kingdom.
Oh, yeah, I'm not interested in that. Christopher says, double salt licorice. In the cigar. I don't know what salt licorice is.
Yeah.
I love licorice.
Yeah. Is he not from the U.S.? Salt licorice can be pretty acquired taste.
Is it regular licorice salted?
No, it's salt licorice. It's pretty salty.
Where is it from?
It's intense. I had to order some, but I had tried it out once.
It's like a salt lick, basically?
It's really salty, yeah.
You get those red vines or whatever we have that we call licorice. That's not licorice.
No. It's like black licorice, but with salt.
Really?
And it's an acquired taste.
I'd like to try it. Yeah. But it's funny, Christopher's last name is Bacon. So
Bacon would go okay with anything.
Bacon, and that could be, I've seen that on people's menu as an appetizer, bacon.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have it. They're going to have it at the Lost
Burnens?
Cowboy.
Nice.
Bacon Ooh. Burned ends. All right.
Yeah, you're probably talking the ones that are more like a candied bacon.
Yes.
And they stand it straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good.
It's like candy.
Yeah. It's bacon. Delicious.
But so, like Jonathan with his lectin thing, does he eat bacon?
He's not going to eat anything fun. No.
You know, you can't have him over the house and have anything because he doesn't eat anything.
Give him a glass of water.
How do you keep him from... You don't even have food he'll eat, and he still comes to your house.
He still comes, and he brings stuff, and he wouldn't eat that either.
Huh.
Nor has he tasted it to know if it's any good. So.
No.
Yeah. But
what kind
appreciate
of cook
that.
Doesn't taste it?
Appreciate that when you go to someone's house and you have a dietary thing that you bring them... You don't care. It's the worst when you have someone who comes over and like, we're going to have steak tonight. And they know it, and they're like, I can't eat that.
They just sit and pout.
Okay, well, you know...
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, eat a leaf and a potato and shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
All right. We do have an email.
Incoming! There's a letter in your mailbox.
You got mail.
This is from Alex. He says, hi, guys, and Chrissy. Alex from the Gold Coast, Australia.
Oh.
Absolutely love the podcast and would love to support Two Guys Smoke Shop, but you don't ship to Australia.
No.
I understand shipping costs, the risk associated with damage, etc. I'm a heavy user and buy boxes, lots, if you think New York City,
Yeah, if you think New York City is expensive with 75 tax, a box of McAuliffe Black lands here in Australian dollars, $1,200 Australian.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I guess the point is I want to make is that I support my local brick and mortar, but I also want to support the guys I follow and support their business. I do buy from Neptune Cigars, as lots of the cigars you review and promote, I can't get here. I hope you see an opportunity to start shipping internationally. Cheers. Love the podcast. Well,
it's really the custom stuff that's a nightmare.
So we did it for years, and they wouldn't accept it.
Yep. There's a lot of fraud.
They receive it, and the next thing you know, they didn't accept it, and it takes months to get back. It comes back all dried out because it didn't see a humidor in months, and that's because it took a trip and stayed for somewhere for a long time. Never taken. Ian makes it back. So the people ruined it on you. It just ended up being a loss.
There's tons of fraud.
Yeah.
We did it when I was at Cup of Joe's. And luckily, we could deal with it because it was hard goods or tobacco in a tin.
Yeah.
But the amount of stuff that would get stuck, especially overseas, Canada got really weird. There's even states that are weird now. I didn't even know you could ship into Australia. I'm surprised because they have very tough tobacco laws.
But $1,200
for... So how much? What's a box here?
Is
179.99.
Oh, boy. So do you want to know the conversion on that?
Yeah.
So USD,
yeah.
$778 for a box of McAuliffe Black.
Ooh.
So when he says he's supporting his
of
local...
U.S. dollars.
That's U.S. dollars. That's how much he's spending in U.S. dollars.
About $500 in taxes.
And his name is more. His name is Alex. Is this Al McAuliffe's like pseudonym? Because you need to be, rolling in it.
Wowee.
Yeah. So just so you know, he's paying just shy of $800.
That's what we call commitment.
U.S. for a box of McAuliffe Black in Australia.
So... I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, you're paying $100 a cigar.
I wonder if it'd be cheaper, depending on, if you go to Canada or if you come back from Canada, you can bring, depending on how many days there, 50 cigars.
Yeah.
I wonder if it would be cheaper for him to fly to California, buy cigars in California, and then depending on how much you could bring back into Australia.
Right. You know how much it costs to travel? It's cheaper to fly
in. Yeah, you can fly into California and back for...
probably $600-$700.
Not for that. Well, actually, USD. Yeah, it's all going to depend on how much he can bring home. He could probably, for a box or two, he could fly over.
Most
and
places are 50 cigars, before they hit you.
Yeah.
Wow.
US, though,
For what reason? At the end of this thing, and I know it's government health insurance and all that bullshit, they have many, many years now this has been going on. Now there's enough to end up doing some mathematical thing and say, how long do they live longer? Or does anything, they have less things? And figure all that out and say, is there anything to it, or is this just foolishness that's been going on? Yeah. Because they can't be making all that much money, because how many people are doing that?
No, it's crazy. Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
There's no way a lot of people are doing that in Australia. No,
and what's the way around it is,
move.
Yeah.
Which is what Chrissy did.
Yep.
Just for cigars.
She was tired. She was tired of staying so much for her McAuliffe.
You weren't even smoking cigars when you were over there. And you come over here and imagine going over there and paying that kind of money.
Is there anything right now that, let's say, in your regular life, doesn't have to be cigars, that you couldn't get, all of a sudden the United States, you can't get it. You're going to have to get it shipped from England. And it's going to cost you, it costs $180 like the McAuliffe box. Now it's $800. What would you be willing?
He said $1,200 though, right?
Well, the conversion's $800. Okay. Yeah. What would you be willing to pay that for to continue to have?
Like automobile, which happens.
No, in your daily life, not a big ticket item. Like, I don't know, a specific food or a specific.
It has to be a luxury thing too. Like not that you have to have.
Like a wine or I don't know.
Nothing.
Mm.
You say that now. Move to a country that doesn't have it, and all of a sudden.
Maybe Bud Light Lime. It's coming back. No, I'm telling you.
I do without, and unfortunately, that's what happens. I bet they have less cigar smokers per capita than anywhere else.
New Zealand probably has less.
Which is what they wanted to accomplish anyway. That was their ultimate goal. Price it out so nobody can do it. And wow, man.
What's your favorite food? Like your absolute favorite dish?
I'd say raviolis, maybe.
Okay. All right. I was just trying to think of a comparison.
Yeah, it's stuff we've been through. I'll just make it myself.
Australian meat pie. This is a thing. It's delicious. Mm-hmm. Like a chicken pot pie, but with ground beef and brown gravy. And, oh, my goodness. You can
we don't have it here?
Right.
Okay.
Well, you do.
All right.
If I pay an arm and a leg for it.
But not. No.
And I have.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like, your desperation gets a little. Like, I did it a couple times, and then I was like, okay.
Is it from a specific restaurant? Or
it was
is
like
it
from like New York. I tried. There's one company that I think was down near New York.
Oh, Gold Belly?
I can't remember.
Like, you can. There's a company like where you can order like wings from Anchor Bar in Buffalo, or like I'm sure like Pepe's is on there, or like where you can buy specific like.
I mean, my wife will buy some UK stuff, but you're talking 3 to 5 times the price.
Yeah,
not of the magnitude. That
yeah,
the cigars
are. Yeah.
And you can't make it yourself. You couldn't make it.
I could try.
Won't be the same.
But I didn't want to. I just wanted to see what you could get here on offer, and you know, back home you'd be paying $5 or $6 for one. I paid like $20 for
one. I've had sensational candy that you brought in of way better than our chocolate, way better than our crunchy thing. You know, to a dramatic, the little balls, the little
Maltesers.
Maltesers.
I like those in America till I had hers.
You don't even want your Whoppers.
No, and I don't even want it because it was
garbage.
It tastes so fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After I had the real stuff.
We should try out box mac and cheese from one of these countries because I don't know about Australia, but Kraft mac and cheese, I think we talked about on the show before, it's banned in the UK.
Really?
Because of how much shit is in it.
And theirs is way
Australia.
Better.
I'm sure it's better.
Mm. Really? They used to have one around here called Ann's or something.
Annie's?
Yeah,
oh,
they sell awesome. It. You can still get that.
That's way better, right?
Yeah, the Annie's white cheddar shells. Mm. That's a great cigar pairing.
All right.
You just got to make sure your kids don't start on the craft, because then they think anything else that isn't that bright orange is not mac
and cheese. I do like craft.
Well, are you picking orange cheese or white cheese?
The craft stuff, so I think, is all bright orange.
Now that you say that, that just like broke my brain, because I would never get Land O'Lakes yellow. I always got Land O'Lakes white, but mac and cheese has to be orange.
There we go.
Yeah, the Annie stuff.
I need to go to therapy.
Food therapy.
There you go.
Annie's white is banging.
What you need to get, is that it for letters in the mailbox?
That's it, yep.
All right, I have a Dave six-pack here, and Dan does a good job here because he has paired these cigars with food, with the exception of the first one, which is McAuliffe Blue Toro. I don't see how that's...
It was what we were smoking.
It's what we're smoking.
Yeah.
So you're talking an $8 cigar there, but Buffalo 10 Maduro Toro. Buffalo.
Yep. Bison burgers are good.
Well, I think Buffalo wings of the sauce, right? Buffalo sauce.
I don't know why I didn't think of that when I put that on there.
Couldn't we pair the McAuliffe Blue with like a blueberry scone?
Yeah.
Blueberry pie.
Yeah.
How about a blueberry pie with the cream?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Black and blue steak.
Yeah. All right. So there is blue. George Collins said there's no such thing as blue food.
Mm.
There really is no food that's really blue, because a blueberry is not blue.
Yogurt?
It's purple, yeah.
No.
tricks?
HVC hotcakes. 929. It's the number 4. You got the Monte Cristo Classic Robusto. Monte Cristo is the sandwich, right?
Yeah.
That's a ham and cheese sandwich.
Isn't it a breakfast item, too?
It gets weird because it's dipped almost.
Like a
Belgian French toast.
Yeah, it's like a Belgian waffle or something.
Yeah.
$16 for the Monte Cristo Classic Robusto. You're going to get a Rojas Street Taco.
Tacos.
Carnitas. $9.49. That's the Robusto size of the Rojas. And you're going to get a Julius Caesar salad. No, Julius Caesar Robusto at $14.59. So that's $63.44 for your food pairing, all for $54.99. Go to twoguyscigars.com. That's number 2guyscigars.com. Yeah. Up in the search bar, you're going to search Dave's. There it is. It's hidden away for you to find. That's Dave's weekly six-pack, and it's on there right now. You can buy it or... next week, it will be gone, and you won't see it. So you buy it now or never, and that is the pairing. And you can try pairing those things with the exact food that it is and try a Julius Caesar with a Caesar salad. That goes.
Caesar salad's my favorite vegetable.
That is? Okay.
Yeah.
Caesar salad. I'll eat a Caesar salad. Taco I never had.
That's crazy.
I never had one. A Monte Cristo, never had it. Never had a Monte Cristo sandwich. I'm not a... ham guy. Hotcakes. I'm the leader of the gang on that. I love buffalo sauce also, but never ate real buffalo.
It's good.
Yeah, it's leaner and it's
too lean for me.
Well, remember, did you ever go to when they it was a chain from the Ted's Montana Grill and Ted Turner had that? They, burgers were good.
Yeah.
I don't know if bison counts as buffalo, though. It's,
buffalo, blue cheese, you could say McAuliffe blue. Blue cheese, which isn't blue, it's mold, right?
It's blue cheese is gross. Gotta get ranch.
It's blue mold.
It's blue mold?
Yeah. It's a thing.
Blue buffalo is dog food.
Blue buffalo?
That's what my dog eats.
Oh, he's fancy.
Yeah.
All right, Ray, now it's time for the top five. Here it comes.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Here is today's top five list.
Speaking of fancy, today's top five is the top five pizza restaurants rated on Barstool's One Bite app / website.
It's One Bite. That's the law.
That's the law.
Everyone knows the rules.
And I didn't know there was somebody that got a 10.
Yeah, I think some of these ones that are in the top were when he wasn't taking it seriously. And I think number one might be home cooking. I think it might have been when he was growing up.
Boy, because we can test number one.
Yes.
We can test number one, and I've tested number three already.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the other ones, they're not far enough away that it can't be a one-day road trip.
Yeah. And be fair, a lot of the scores, I'm going to give you the score. The bottom one is a 9.3. A lot of them have the same score. So there's some that would technically be number five, but we don't have enough time for that. Yeah. So coming in at number five is Luigi's Pizza in Brooklyn, New York. 9.3.
Luigi's Pizza. I've had plenty of Brooklyn pizza, but I don't recall having that one. But 9.3 is a big number.
That's a big score. Mm-hmm. Coming in at number four, we're moving outside of New York. It's Delucia's Brick Oven Pizza in Raritan, New Jersey.
Mm. All right. We could swing around. We could hit all three of these. We could do all of them in one day.
Yeah, we could.
We could do them all in one day.
That would be a good day.
That went from realization to excitement. Really? Two statements. Like, we could go all of it.
This is 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
6 a.m. and we can hit all of them in one day.
Do we have pizza for breakfast?
Yeah.
On the way there?
Well, they have an opening time.
I think you hit the furthest away first.
Work your way back?
Yeah. You just drink some coffee, smoke cigars.
I like
there
it.
There you go.
Coming in at number three.
So you got to go. You got to make it to New Jersey first, right? Because that's
further
away.
About 4 hours or so.
By the time you get there, they'll be open.
Well, this one's a little bit closer, but surprising on the location. Number three is Frank Pepe's, but it's not the New Haven location. It's the Chestnut Hill,
Massachusetts.
9.4.
And it's 30 miles away.
Yeah. Great. I love Pepe's. One of the best. Number two, DeFara in Brooklyn, New York, 9.4. And number one, I don't know, maybe you've eaten here, Dave, Monty's Restaurant in Lynn, Massachusetts. Perfect 10.
I lived on the Lynn line. I don't recall ever having Monty's Restaurant. Mm. I will either do it on this trip with you guys, or I will be there before the end of the week.
I think that this is home cooking, though, because he grew up in Swampscott.
Yeah.
So I think maybe next this is like a local, like maybe where he went and got pizza. So
and he's problematic anyway.
Yes.
You know, he's after a certain style of pizza.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it the best.
To be fair, there's some of these that, like I said, there's some that aren't on the list that were a 9.3, like John's of Bleecker Street is really good. I think Sally's is a 9.3.
He starts with the premise that no Neapolitan pizza is more than a 7.
Yes.
And that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like Parmesan, and he doesn't like.
But New Haven's the goat. I love New Haven pizza.
I don't. Frank Pepe's is good, but I'm gonna go with Santapio's in East Boston, Massachusetts, is number one.
I haven't been yet. We need to go.
That's an easy. We could do that on a Tuesday and come back for the show and then repeat back. I mean, it's not far away at all.
That's smart.
And the go to when I've done it. Is to do Santapio's and do Regina in the North End at the same time. I mean, they're 5 miles away from each other. You go boom, boom.
I would love that.
And you test both of them. And I've gone both ways. I mean, it's
Depends on the day.
Not the day, but right now I'm seeing Tapio's all about it and stuff. But I go back years ago and stuff, and I would have said I would have fought for Regina and said it was better.
The only Regina I've ever had is when they had a kiosk in the mall in Providence, but that was more like a Sbarro.
Oh gosh!
So here's the thing: San Tapio's, you're going to get the regular pizza and you're fine. When you go to Regina, there's many Regina pizzas, but you got to go to the one in the North End, and you got to actually order a small cheese pizza.
Okay.
Multiple small ones are okay. Mm-hmm. And I know the better deal is to get the large, but I'm telling you, you get the small one, huh? It's a difference.
Wow.
And somebody that worked there told me that years ago, and they were right. I'm going back a long time ago, but that's the way to go. No. And it's that oven. It's the same oven that's been there forever. Who knows what magic dust is inside there or whatever's going on.
Now, but are you worried about the future of San Tarpio's? Because it's all getting redone there, you know. It's becoming really fancy in East Boston.
Well, they're not busy like they used to, because my whole growing up, even we had a store down the street from it. There was lines every weekend. Oh, there's no doubt about it. There was lines to get in, and you had to wait, and there's no more wait. The weights are gone.
East Boston sort of started at the waterfront with all those expensive, and now they're working their way back. They'll get there eventually.
The tunnel closing probably doesn't help.
So I say raviolis is my favorite, but pizza might be my favorite when it comes down to it. Like,
pizza's the best food.
If I didn't have raviolis, then I'd just eat pasta and I'd be fine. Mm-hmm. If there wasn't pizza, what the hell am I going to eat? I have to have pizza.
Yeah.
And if I didn't have it for the longest time, I may pay $1,000 for a pizza. It would be something.
Australian pizza is probably different again.
I'm sure. I'm not interested in Australian pizza, only because I never had it. Maybe I'd have be surprised. But
the best pizza in the world is in the Northeast.
Well, you weren't interested in Detroit pizza until you tried it.
And I had a special pizza. I don't have the information with you that I did have on Sunday that was sensational. And I'll get information for you before you go home today. Because it's worth it. It was really good.
Mm.
We got to review this thing.
Yeah. All right. I have mine done as I said, I've been chain smoking this. So I'm going to go big and probably go the biggest, but I love the cigar. My worry is that it's the cigar of the year and the Cigar Authority, and this might even be better than the McAuliffe Black. It's a 93. Wow.
David,
big number.
In fact, it's not better than the McAuliffe Black, but it's a very good cigar. 91, which 91? Is pretty stellar for me, considering.
Yep, you don't pass those. Y'all starting with a 9 is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And listen, this one, I don't know if the Mexican growing took some of the yuck out of the Sumatra, but this one is okay.
Mm. Okay.
This cigar surprised me because I don't talk about it like Ed does. But I don't really love Sumatra. Mm. 94.
94. He went higher than me.
This is the best cigar I've had all year.
Wow.
Yep.
I think it's an excellent cigar. You know, great balance. I gave it a 93.
Ooh. Wow. Big numbers. 93, 93, 94, 91 from Ed Sullivan. If he didn't know there was Sumatra in it, he would have gave it a higher number than that.
You can taste the Sumatra.
Remember these numbers because this is a contender.
This is I'm going to say it now. Like, this is a contender. It'll be in the contenders.
Listen, nobody in their rating said $4 and $8 cigar. It doesn't matter what the price is.
Correct.
It's at this level.
These and they're going to come out next year, later this year with the red, which was sensational, by the way. And we're talking $7 and $8 cigars. The McAuliffe effect. This is changing the industry for the better.
Very impressive. I mean, I don't love the McAuliffe Black. I think it's a good cigar. This is the best cigar I've had all year.
There we go. Huge number there. All right. That's it. Let's wrap it up. Next week, mob movies and cigar.
Mob movies and cigars.
Oh, cigar movie and cigars. Plus, Expo tickets are on sale. They won't be on sale.
They're coming.
We'll have information on the Expo. We'll wrap that up because the following Saturday, tickets will go on sale. So we'll tell you all the updated information on the Expo, plus mob movies. Great. Looks like a good show. Until then, you've been listening to The Ash Holes, broadcasting from the Studio 21 studio, right above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. We'll see you next Tuesday.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.